I was reading earlier today on Wheels 24 that, oh, I'm trying to find it now and I can't. Oh, here we go. The Bucky that South Africa loves most, and it is unsurprisingly the Toyota Hilux. It is the most popular Bucky in South Africa, but the Ford Ranger is the most top-selling Bucky in the used market. And this comes from analysis of Auto Trader data for the full 2020 calendar year. Auto Trader is described here as the largest digital automotive marketplace in South Africa. Accordingly, it provides unparalleled insight into car buying patterns in the country. Hilux, top-selling new vehicle in South Africa, also the top-selling model in the Toyota range. In December, Toyota sold 3,233 Hilux Buckies. But the Hilux, no, not but, the Hilux is the most searched for single and double cab during the 2019 calendar year, as well as the 2020 calendar year. But when it comes to used Buckies, the Ford Ranger takes over. Ciro De Siena is motoring journalist with cars.co.za. Ciro, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. Thanks for having me on the show.
A great pleasure. I mean, is it like wine, that somebody prefers one wine, another person prefers another wine, but if they taste them without seeing the label, they really can't tell which is which, and you can't really do a blind drive test. But, is the Hilux, if there is such a thing as empirically better, is the Hilux empirically better than the Ranger and the other also-rans in that Bucky category in South Africa?
Well, I suppose I'd answer in two parts. Part of my job I'm really fortunate to have is that I do get to drive cars back to back and I suppose give my opinion out to our viewers on the cars.co.za YouTube channel. And in 2019, I think I made a video where I took the latest Hilux and the latest Ford Ranger out. And my conclusion was that if you set aside after-sales service satisfaction, reliability, all the sort of more less interesting aspects, but probably more important aspects of ownership, and you just looked product for product, which product would I live with on a day-to-day basis? For me, it would be the Ford. I just think it's a slightly better offering than the Hilux. However, with the Hilux,
other people who do what you do for a living kind of on the same page as you, or is this a contested debate within the motoring journalist fraternity?
I would say that most car journalists would probably say to you on average that it's much of a muchness for them, but leaning probably towards the Ford as a slightly more comfortable product to live with. It delivers a slightly better sort of car-like experience, if that makes sense. So you get all the plus points of having a large pickup, but with none of the downsides of sort of the uncomfortable ride quality and that sort of thing. So
And those
one
two,
side of the debate.
Yeah, those two are significantly better than the other contenders from Nissan and manufacturers like that in the Bucky category.
Probably not, actually.
Okay.
This is one of the instances where perception really is reality, and
okay,
that is where the Toyota Hilux just absolutely dominate. The one thing that's so difficult about this debate is that hard and fast data on reliability is actually extremely hard to come by because the manufacturers don't, for instance, publicly report warranty claims. So the best data you're probably going to get on whether a Hilux is more reliable than a Ranger is around the bribe. That's probably about as good as it gets. But the perception is that the Hilux is the more reliable Bucky, and I think that's pretty much what sells that car more than anything. I think it's almost one of those purchases for a lot of people where it's just a no-brainer, and they walk into a dealership, they know pretty much exactly what they want. I don't think it's particularly difficult to be a Toyota salesman in this country. and people walk out with more Hiluxes than anything else in the market. And to answer your previous question, I actually think, to be honest, the best Bucky on the market is the Volkswagen Amarok, but that is a much more expensive proposition than both of those Buckys.
Okay, I mean, I think you have to You have to judge domestic apples against domestic apples, not put an imported, an imported more expensive apple next to them. So, I mean, sure. Essentially it's a brand proposition then, Jiro. There are certain aspects associated with Toyota resale value, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And most people stay in the Toyota environment. They go from Toyota to Toyota. And that's the reason why they sell more, primarily the reason why they sell more than the Ford Ranger.
Yeah, so I quickly fired off an email to my contacts at Toyota, and because it is actually quite difficult to get this data, but in 2020, Toyota sold 31,263 Hiluxes, and Ford did report their data publicly. They sold 18,845 Rangers. And interestingly, when you look at what the brands actually offer the consumer, for instance, you get an extra year of warranty as standard on the Ford, which is quite important, obviously. So it does seem like the Toyota, the badge on the nose just has that appeal. Like you say, it's people just trust the brand. They know the brand. The Hilux is in its eighth generation now. It's quite possible that your father and your grandfather drove Hiluxes, and so you sort of stick with the brand. Pricing wise, the Hilux is slightly cheaper across the range than the Ford Ranger. Although at the top of the range, funnily enough, the Hilux is the more expensive vehicle. So there's not too much in it when it comes to that. But in terms of empirical data, actually, one of the things you mentioned there is actually easy to measure, and that is resale value. And the Hilux does depreciate slightly less than the Ranger does on the used car market.
Well, then why is the Ranger the most popular second-hand Bucky to be sold? Is that because Toyota Ranger owners are putting them into the market, whereas Toyota owners are keeping their Hiluxes in their garages?
Yeah, I mean, you took the words out of my mouth. Okay. I think that is potentially one of the reasons. The other reason is that it's a very good value proposition because the car is depreciated, say, a bit more than a Hilux. You get quite a bit more car for your money, for less money, so to speak. I just wanted to quickly comment on that report, and I must say, full disclosure, as an employee of Cars.co.za, Auto Trader is our biggest rival, so I'll try to debate the issue in as good faith as possible. But it is actually extremely difficult to get data on hard and fast data on used car sales in this country because it's not publicly recorded.
Yeah.
And while Auto Trader and ourselves as Cars.co.za, we might pass on the lead from a customer on our website to a dealership or to a private seller, there isn't actually a feedback loop. So that data will be just based on search data, which is a fair indicator. I think it is a decent indicator, but it's not actually not a hard and fast representation of the market.
You know, I don't have nearly enough money to buy even the entry-level Ranger or Hilux, twin cab, single cab, double cab, just don't have that money. But if I did have that money, if I won the lotto this week, perhaps, then, I mean, I'd go for Ford, simply because I'm on my second Ford now, and I've developed a really good relationship with the Ford dealership down in the Culemborg area, and it would just make sense for me to stay in that Ford ecosystem because of my experience with it. And I suppose that's what governs a lot of decisions.
Yes, it's such an important thing. You know, as a journalist, I drive cars for a couple of days, maybe a week, and I hand them back. And it's so difficult for me to comment on the ownership experience. And probably more important than the product itself actually is how well the customer feels looked after by the dealership that they've bought from. It's an extremely expensive purchase that you're making, and you just want that peace of mind. The peace of mind in terms of the reliability of the vehicle or the service you're going to get when something does go wrong is just worth its weight in gold, isn't it? I mean, and as you say, you've got great experience. You've had a great experience with a particular dealership, and that will almost certainly keep you coming back.
Jiro De Siena of Cars.co.za, thank you very, very much for that.